Angels in Sodom. That utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth with confidence, to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in this I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Ephesians 6:19-20. Every believer should be an ambassador from heaven. Jesus said to his disciples, "As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." John 20:21. Later, the Apostle Paul told the Corinthians, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did exhort you by us, we beseech you in Christ's name, be ye reconciled to God." 2 Corinthians 5:20. You are sent to gather, to seek and to save the Lord's lost sheep. I speak solemnly to you who are proving your true love to souls by your work for them, and I remind you that it is a glorious work to seek to save men, and for this reason you should be willing to endure the greatest possible inconveniences. The angels never hesitated when they were told to go to Sodom. They descended without hesitating and went about their work, because the report of Sodom's detestable iniquity had gone up to heaven, and the Lord could not bear that filthy city any longer. From the purity of heaven, the angels beheld the infamy of Sodom. God sent them, and they did not fail to go. Scripture: "And the two angels came to Sodom at evening." Genesis 19:1. What? Angels? Did angels come to Sodom? To Sodom, but still, angels? Yes, and no less angelic because they came to Sodom, but even more so. With unquestioning obedience to their master's command, they sought out Lot and his family to deliver them from impending destruction. However near to Christ you may be, or however much your character may be like your Lord's, if you are called to such service, you must never refuse. You should never say, "I cannot talk to these people, they are so depraved and debased. I cannot enter that sinful hangout to tell them about Jesus. I get sick of the thought. The revelers are too revolting for my comfort." Instead, because men of God are wanted there, you must be found there. Whom does the physician go to but the sick? And where best can the distributor of donations direct the gifts as among those who are spiritually destitute? Be angels of mercy, and God may speed you in your soul-saving work. As you have received Christ Jesus into your hearts, imitate him in your lives. Let the woman who is a sinner receive your kindness, for Jesus looked on her with mercy. Let the man who has been mad with wickedness be sought after, for Jesus healed demoniacs. Let no type of sin, however terrible, be thought of as beneath your empathy or beyond your labor. But seek out those who have wandered the farthest and snatch them from the flame of the firebrands. When you go to lost souls, you must tell them plainly of their condition and their danger, as these angels did. They said, "Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city." Genesis 19:14. If you long to save men's souls, you must tell them a great deal of disagreeable truth. The preaching of the wrath of God is sneered at today, and even good people are half ashamed of it. A soppy sentimentality about love and goodness has hushed plain gospel teaching and warnings. But if we expect souls to be saved, we must declare the terrors of the Lord without flinching, but with all affectionate faithfulness. "Well," said a young lad when he heard the minister tell his congregation that there was no hell, or at any rate only a temporary punishment, "I don't need to come and hear this man any longer. If it is as he says, everything is all right, and religion is of no consequence. If it is not as he says, then I must not listen to him again, because he will deceive me." Even the Apostle Paul wrote, "Therefore, being certain of that terror of the Lord, we persuade men." 2 Corinthians 5:11. We shouldn't let modern squeamishness prevent plain speaking. Are we to be gentler than the apostles? Are we wiser than the inspired preachers of the word? Until we are overcome with the dread thought of the sinner's doom, we are not fit for preaching to the unconverted.